The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. 9 minutes past six. It's Ben Burrell here. I was about to say good morning to Matt Dyson. He's currently under the desk. What's going on? Can you see what he's doing, Glenn?
He's up now. Apparent, yeah.
Plug in my headphones.
You okay, dear?
Yeah,
ready to start the show? In your own time?
Yes.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dave normally does this bit on his own, that's
It's not Dave today, mate. Good morning, this is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. Matt Dyson is now ready. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Glenn Moore, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna Geary, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Producer Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
No producer Mark, Hypebeast Womble, he's at home.
Today to work from home.
Yes, yeah, could not be bothered. When Dave's off, he just takes it as a holiday.
Yeah, and I can't. Problem.
I understand that. It's fine.
His specific words are, I'll give it a miss then.
I don't blame him. We've just decided on what texting we're doing in the 8 o'clock hour, and I do not blame him for staying at home. A corker on the way, let me tell you. Meantime, Matt, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, very nice.
Are you in gear? Because I feel like we've had a bit of a stuttering start to the show off air.
Yeah, but I'm fine. Just getting ready for Easter, you know. I bought my egg in for producer Mark and he's not even here.
So, what do you mean? Yeah. Did you all do eggs yesterday?
Yeah.
Wow, it was a sort of...
Wait a second. Benny's missed out on the egg.
Yeah.
No eggy for Benny?
Oh, no eggy for Benny, no. Unfortunately, no.
That was the name of the event.
Yeah.
Yesterday we called it that,
specifically not to give me an egg, right.
Everyone gets chocolate except for Benny.
What did you get?
I got a whisper egg that I think was from Anna Geary. It was.
I saw an M&S egg knocking around earlier. Who's got that?
Yeah, I've got that.
Anna Geary's got that.
I do.
Wow. Imagine the M&S egg being dipped into a dowie.
I'm going to do that this morning.
Stuff of dreams.
I was in Lidl yesterday because I forgot to bring mine in on the actual day. But I was in Lidl yesterday and I saw this really cheap chocolate egg.
Unbelievable.
It was like a chocolate chicken with a little nest full of eggs underneath it. And I thought that's perfect for Mark. So I bought it, but he's not here.
Look at you, little eyes have lit up, haven't they? Tell you what, I'll get that for you after the show, just to treat you for this Easter. You're welcome.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
No Dave Berry for today and tomorrow and Friday, I believe.
Yes.
So it's me and the team today and tomorrow and then Friday, solo Benny. Just me and an egg and you, the listener. What more could you want? Oh, actually, speaking of Easter, huge news. It got confirmed over the weekend, got locked in over the weekend once again for, I reckon, the 33rd year in a row, maybe.
He has risen.
He has returned.
Longer than 33.
Yeah, much longer. 33 years in a row, my mum turned to me. We were at our cousin's over the weekend, having like a mini family reunion. Yeah. And as we were leaving, my mum turned to me and went, "Do you still want us to get you an egg for Easter?" And I said, "Yes, please," as I left with my two children and wife. Is that okay?
I think it's perfectly okay.
I think it's a nice thing to do. But yeah, I haven't got a Christmas egg off my parents.
Christmas egg?
What? Well, I've never got a Christmas egg.
Is that tradition in the Dyson household?
And I get an Easter stocking.
Santa's been, he's been, he's laid his big egg.
You always get an Easter stocking, yeah? That's what we do, yeah. No, I haven't been given a chocolate egg by them since I was about, say, 18.
No, you should have gone way longer than that.
That's the cut-off.
Come on. I tell you what, 81215 is my text number. Adults who receive Easter eggs from their parents still, let us know. Does this happen? Am I alone? 81215. Stick your age on there as well. 81215 to text. Let us know if you receive Easter eggs as a grown-up from your parents. And also, let us know if you receive Christmas eggs like the Dyson household.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We hope you're doing all right. We hope all is good. Just having a little look, Matt, still no Christmas egg on the text, which is a shame.
Disappointing. Well, I suppose I did invent it this morning, so... Yeah.
Yes, I just can't get the image of Santa laying a Christmas egg. It's just haunting me, actually. I think it's ruined Christmas already in March.
Yeah.
I did Google it, and you can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like a Christmas tree. Yeah. Okay, genuinely, it's a thing.
A Christmas egg?
Christmas egg, apparently.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get you one for Christmas.
Remember where you heard it first.
That's your claim to fame. Remember where you heard it first? has the Christmas egg. I said earlier that at the age of 36, I still get Easter eggs from my mum and dad. Well, actually, technically my mum. I don't think my dad ever buys them. It's all my mum. And, well, hopefully, anyway, this year. It's going to be my 36th year of getting eggs. So I asked you if you are also a grown adult that still receives Easter eggs from their parents. 81215 is our text number. Turns out I'm not alone. Ben, I'm 42. My mum still gets me an Easter egg. I was round at the weekend for a free lamb roast. Free.
Free. When you went round for a roast. Yeah, unless they work in a pub.
That's true.
Sunday roast. Then it's free.
I hate to have a roast and your parents go, right, okay, we'll toss up a bill.
We'll round it up, shall we? That's Blake in Wigan. Matt, what have you seen?
I get Easter eggs and Valentine's cards. The lot. I'm 34 years old, says one person here. I'm 52 and my mum still buys me an Easter egg. She is 73 and I buy her one too. Sharon in Tamworth. Isn't this lovely?
Hayden in Rugby says, with every year without fail, my mum gets me an Easter egg. Good morning, team. I'm 48 and this will be the first year I won't get an egg. Oh no, Brett the Trucker. We'll send you one. Matt Dyson will give you a little egg if you want.
Yes.
I get Easter eggs from my mum. I'm 50. Ha ha. I buy them for my boys 23 and 17. Any excuses, Nikki? Sean from Northampton says, he's on his way to Basingstoke, Ryan. Has to do some plumbing. Good news. It says, I'm 39. I get choco eggs from my mum every single occasion. Every single occasion.
Every single occasion.
St. Swithin's Day. Michaelmas.
Your classic Easter, Christmas egg, of course. Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. Debbie from Hemel Hempstead says, I'm 53, my mum's 76, she still buys me an Easter egg. Lovely to see. Hi, not Dave and team. I'm a mum. I get my son, he's 34, and his partner an Easter egg. That's Laura from Tring. Hi, guys, I'm 52, my daughter's 32, still get an Easter egg. Still do an Easter egg hunt, otherwise she'll go mad at me. I love that. That's from Joe. 81215 is our text number. I want to move away from one text and go straight into another. Have you ever had an awkward encounter with a celebrity? 81215, let us know the details, please. I asked Matt because we did the Teenage Cancer Trust gigs this week. Last week, wasn't it? Last week.
At the Royal Albert Hall.
It was honestly amazing. What an amazing charity the Teenage Cancer Trust is. What an amazing event those gigs always are. Some amazing names played them. It was Roger Daltrey's last year doing this as well. So we had a big send-off. Me and Emil Frenchy got to host the Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds and Blossoms gig.
Oh, yes. Good night.
Which was great. I've got to say, Noel's voice is the best I think he's ever been. Really, really good. And Blossoms were great as well. And we had a fun time hosting. Backstage, though, right, I got to meet Paul Weller. I was honestly so excited. But there was a bit of an edge to it, if you will, because I don't know if he's the most approachable person in the world, is he?
No, he's always been nice to us.
Really? I heard that he bought you a Christmas egg, is that right?
Yeah. Full of beans, always chatting.
But you know, some rock stars and pop stars are very approachable and some aren't. That's just the nature of who they are. Paul Weller, you know, is someone that I really, really like, and I didn't know whether to go up to him and say hello. I was a bit like, should I do this or should I not? Anyway, it turns out that we could go up to him and meet him, and there was a big group of us and we met him, and he could not have been nicer. He was so nice. He was very pleasant. He was chatting to us about the night and everything else, and when we were going to leave, he shook everyone's hand and shook the person next to me's hand normally and the person on the other side to me the hand normally, like in a kind of classic normal handshake. But for me though, he just sort of gave his hand sort of over, like like a king giving their hand to some sort of peasant.
For you to kiss
his ring. I didn't kiss his ring.
The Modfather's ring. You may kiss the Modfather's ring.
Should I have kissed his ring?
That would have been really awkward.
Have I made a faux pas?
If you went down on one knee and kissed his ring, that would be amazing.
Did you call him Liege?
My Liege.
Love
the jam. I held it and shook it up and down. It was a bit strange. Yeah. Did I make a faux pas? Should I have kissed Paul Weller's ring?
I'm not sure what you're supposed to do.
Hold it and curtsy, I think.
Is that right? Okay. I know for next time now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Morning to Vicky and Malden, who says, great name for the podcast already. Should I have kissed Paul Weller's ring? Should I have? Yes. It's been haunting me for days.
Yeah.
God, what have I done? 81215 is our text number. Anna, I believe you've had a weird celebrity encounter. Is that right?
I had a weird celebrity encounter this morning with two celebrities. Mm. Yeah, they were playing the piano in the...
That was me and Matt. Me and Matt. Before we have a little pre-show ritual, don't we? You go and make a coffee. I play. I just basically hit the piano. Yeah. I'm not supposed to play, actually. Jazz FM banned us from playing that piano, lest we forget. They sent a dear old email.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be confessing to this. But I play you a little song on the piano, don't I, whilst you're making coffee.
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
And today you filmed it, like you often do, and it finished in quite an emotional way, didn't it? I sort of rolled up the keyboard and played the final note, there was a moment, I think a moment between us, where our eyes met, and
nice.
It was very emotional, wasn't it? And Anna came in at that moment.
She burst in.
She burst in and looked at us, and it's like she caught us kissing or something.
She's like, what are you
doing? You both look stunned.
Very sheepish.
It's just the magic of the piano, Anna. Anyway, we're not going to... So go on.
It was a moment.
It was a moment.
That's what it was.
It was a moment, and we're still processing it. Aren't we?
I'm still processing
in very different ways.
Sorry to freak you out.
After seven, we're doing Matt Dyson's Social Ammo. Matt, what's coming up?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I'm just debating. I'm debating whether to play a clip from a German version of You Better or not.
Oh my God!
Because I don't know if we can play German audio clips on
the
show.
Possibly what, German.
Why wouldn't we? But maybe Glenn can translate for us, and it'll all make sense.
Okay,
let's see how we get on.
Okay, that piano's really thrown you off, isn't it?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast,
Absolute Radio.
Morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. This is Hi Ben and the team. I got a Christmas egg once in the early 80s. My mum was desperately looking for more Christmas wrapping paper very late on Christmas Eve, and whilst looking, she found a Toblerone Easter egg she'd forgotten to give me the previous Easter. So she wrapped it up and gave me as a Christmas present. What a lovely surprise. So there we go. Christmas eggs do exist.
Yes.
If you missed the start of the show, that sound very bizarre. Let's just let's move on, shall we? Matt, give us the social ammo we crave.
Yes, okay. Well, first, an amazing animal rescue story sent to me by Rob Bunting on Twitter. It's got an amazing top line. It's a rescued baby hedgehog turned out to be a hat bobble.
I saw this.
It's great. It's amazing.
Brilliant.
So this wildlife, this Lower Moss Nature Reserve Wildlife Hospital took it in. Someone handed it to them.
Professionals took this in.
Professionals took it in. I found a baby hedgehog it needs caring for. And they like looked after it for a few days. This little hoglet. They said it was an adorable hoglet. And they gave it some TLC, made it all cosy. There's a picture of it with some food that is untouched.
Of course it's untouched.
And eventually they realised, they went, wait a minute, this hoglet isn't moving, it's just a bobble hat. Bobble.
What made them realise? That's what I want to know.
I know, why did it take them so long? Surely as soon as you touched it, you'd have thought, wait a minute, I don't think this is a hoglet. very strange sequence of events. They're now checking all the other animals in the world.
They've
got a snake that turned out was a scarf, they've been looking after it for years, a couple of toads that are actually mittens, it's an absolute nightmare. It's a joke of a wildlife sanctuary. And then the other story this morning is, it's sort of like take it to the limit German style. Remember that game we sometimes play where we pour water into a vessel?
Honestly, my favourite, I think, of the Breakfast Show's entire back catalogue of features.
You have to guess when it is about to go over the rim.
You have a jar, don't you? And you pour water into it and you have to guess just before
purely
it goes
by
over the
sound
rim.
Of the water. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this brings me on to the German content, which is it's in German, so we'll try and translate for you, but it's like their version of You Bet. And a 12-year-old girl called Cassandra went on there and saying she can tell exactly how much water is in a glass by milliliter when you clink two glasses together.
Just by the sound of the clinking?
The sound it makes means she can measure it based on sound.
Okay.
It sounds hard to believe. This is her in action on the German version of You Bet.
Hier sind deine ersten beiden Gläser.
So he's got the glasses, the host clinks them together.
314 and 395 milliliter.
She's got it.
Exactly right. 314 milliliters and 395 milliliters.
This must.
She got it exactly right.
It
based
must be
on
a
the sound.
That must
purely
be a setup.
That's richtig. Listen to the next one. She can do it again.
Zweite Aufgabe für dich. Achtung.
Two glasses.
2 mal 416 milliliter.
They're both 416.
That's what I would have said.
So, I mean, is that possible? To judge
it must
water
be a setup, surely.
By sound?
Must be a setup. I can't believe that.
I don't know. I think
what a gift, though.
What an amazing
not great in terms of practical use, but, no, you know,
no,
fine for that.
Yeah, imagine working volume up purely based on sound.
Yeah.
She would win a lot of tickets on this breakfast show.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to say she's outdone Ticket to the Limit, but I think she might have outdone Ticket to the Limit.
She's had to be bad.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the place where real music matters. And did you know we are one breakfast show with 9 playlists? You can effortlessly skip, not difficult, not effortlessly to say, is it, Matt Nyson?
Good morning.
You can effortlessly skip around in the free Absolute Radio app on your smart speaker or, of course, on your DAB digital radio. Let's do something we've been doing for a little while now. It's still a relatively new feature to The Breakfast Show. I've been enjoying it as a listener. It's a blind ranking. Matt, Anna and Glenn, you're going to blind rank 3 songs that are coming up across the decades. I'll play you the first song. You have to play it first, second or third without hearing the next song. Wherever you place it, it's up to you. You've got to lock it in though as soon as you say where you want it to be on your list. Are you all ready? You've played this before, I know you know how it works. Are we ready to go this morning?
Yes.
Okay, on the main station coming up is this Feeder, Just a Day. Where are you going to place it, Matt Dyson?
I mean, it's a classic, but it's I think it's a safe bet to put it in second place.
I think you're right to do that. Glenn, what about you?
I'm doing exactly the same. Normally, I'd feel confident putting it in first, but I did this yesterday, and the Beatles ended up coming shortly afterwards. So I think the Beatles might pop up again.
Anna, what about you?
I'm going 3.
Ooh!
Okay.
Not a fan, eh?
No.
Okay, so
personal beef there.
Okay, so that is coming up. So Matt, you put it second. Glenn, you put it second. Anna's put it third. Where are you going to put this from Absolute 80s? I think, Matt, you're going to go number one for this.
I'm tempted. I think I will, yeah.
I'm going number one.
I think it's pretty brilliant.
You're both
nice
fools. You're fools. Anna, what about you?
I'm going number 2.
Number 2. I'm so pleased you said that. Okay, so... okay. On Absolute Radio Noughties, very, very soon...
Clip it up.
...is Anna's number one choice.
Oh, yeah, I'm happy with that.
Come on.
I would have put this number one.
Would you?
Yeah.
Straight into number one.
Phil Collins. Yeah, definitely. Oh, I regret it.
So, Anna, remind us of your placings. Go from bottom to top.
Feeder was bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Who was
Phil Collins. And then your boy Fiddy. Yeah, come on.
Oh, wait, I call Phil Collins Fiddy.
Yeah. We all do, yeah.
We are one breakfast show with 9 playlists. Get them all on the free Absolute Radio app right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. 5 grand. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Yes, 5 words, 5 grand is back. It's radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Can you match just 5 simple words with a member of the Breakfast Show team to win £5,000? Hoping to do that this morning is Kevin on line number one. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, all.
Hi, hello. Good morning. Kevin, where are you? What are you up to right now? Tell us everything.
I'm sitting indoors with a cup of coffee to see if that helps. And then I'm going to go into work a little bit later today. Just sitting here waiting to pay, looking forward to it.
What do you do as a job?
So I am an estate agent.
Have you got any estate agent patter?
No, hopefully not. No, just be straightforward with people and just help them move.
That is the right answer.
Let's just get it done.
And what's the market like, Kevin? Is it good? Is it bad? Should I be selling?
Always, the market is so much better this year than last year. So definitely a good time to be thinking about it.
It's buyant, isn't it?
It's buoyant. It's back.
Screenshot. I mean, he says that. He's ringing up to ask us for £5,000.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, if you could select a team member to play with this morning, who would it be?
It's again, a difficult one, but definitely I think probably for For me, Matt will be the one that I'd love to go for.
Ooh, Matty. Fair.
Okay, well, let's see who you get. Let's roll the random name generator.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Dyson.
All right, okay. Oh,
you've got him.
Yeah. Matt. Please leave the studio. You've got Scatty Matty. Good luck, everyone. Take your time if you want. Do you want to, you okay? Right, take your drink. He's taking a while to leave, Kevin. Sorry to delay you. He's just looking around the studio. He slammed the door. There we go. Sorry about that, Kevin. He took a while there.
You're all good.
Okay, you ready for your five words?
As I ever will be.
Okay. First word, Kevin, is fast.
Slow.
Nice.
Yes, very good. Second word, hold.
Tight.
Great.
These are good so far. Third word, sea, as in S-E-A.
Side.
Seaside, yes. Fourth word is chicken.
I'm going to go round and chicken run.
Yeah, ooh. I would have said that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I would have gone for nugget.
I would have gone for
egg. Oh, nugget's good.
Chicken egg.
Chicken
I would have gone for Christmas egg, personally. fifth word is business. Ooh, that's tough.
Class.
Business class. Yes.
Like it.
Okay, Kevin, stay there. We'll try and match your words with Matt Dyson next and hopefully win you $5,000.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Loads more pressure. When it's not just £5, loads more pressure.
Five words. $5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Yeah, you're in the big leagues now, Benny.
I know. I feel like I've been promoted to the Premiership. The Premier League. Okay, playing five words, $5,000 this morning is Kevin. Kevin, let's welcome him back to the show. Kevin, good morning again.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
No, pleasure. Sure. It's been a pleasure.
What a polite young man Kevin is.
Yes. I think, don't say your answers, obviously, but I think these answers are very strong.
Okay.
I think we possibly could be on to a winner this morning. It feels weird asking this question sincerely, because usually I'm like, how would you spend the money? £5. And people say like a meal deal or something like that. But Kevin, how would you spend the £5,000?
Right, so I have a bucket list item, which is to go and see the Northern Lights. Mm. And I'd love to go and do that next year. So that would be a massive, massive help to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. £5,000 will take you to Northern Lights. Let's see if we can match those five words you gave us with Matt Dyson and give you that £5,000. Matt, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Word number one is fast.
Slow.
Yes. Word number two, hold.
Tight.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Tight or steady.
I can feel those Northern Lights. Mm. Word number three is sea, as in S-E-A.
Side.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
It's
done so far. Yes.
Yeah. Imagine if it got given away when Dave was on holiday. My first round.
Wow.
Okay. It could all go wrong now. Word number four is chicken.
A lot of options, aren't there? Nugget.
Oh no. What else would you have said?
Chicken run?
Yes!
Oh,
Kevin, I'm sorry, mate.
No worries.
Let's see if we can get 4 out of 5. Business was the fifth one.
Business studies.
No, studies. This is the difference between you and Kev, right?
What did Kev say?
You went for business class. Kevin, I'm so sorry we're not giving you £5,000 this morning, but at least the market is buoyant.
Yes.
Thank you very much indeed, guys.
Cheers, mate. Have a good day. If you want to play and hopefully win, then give us a ring right now and we'll get you one very, very soon. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215.
Five words, £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. I know you like an exact time check, Matt.
Yes.
You ready for one?
Yeah,
it's 8:08 and 44 seconds.
Nice.
Good morning. We hope you're doing all right. It's a Wednesday right now. No Dave today, so I'm covering for him. The other day, my 5-year-old daughter Agnes turned to me and said, "Dad, does the king live round here?" And I said, not aware the king has a place in Brighton or anywhere on the south coast. Who knows, though? Who knows what property he's got? So I said, no. And she went, oh, right. I said, Jasper at school said that his dad is the king. I was like, oh. Well, actually, oh. I don't know. It could be.
Wow. You
know, who knows? Whoa. Who knows what's been happening?
Jasper. Who's he think he is? Going around lying.
Prince. Like... Prince Jasper to you. Thank you.
Sorry, Prince Jasper.
So I got thinking after this. Cast your mind back now to playgrounds of your youth. What was the biggest lie you were told? The biggest lie you were told. 8, 12, 15 to text. Have a little think back to your childhood. You know the playground is it's rife with lies,
isn't
it?
It's a wash with them, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I'd say like primary school playground is the worst.
Yeah. Because you've got no way of proving it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, especially back in the day when there's like no internet or anything.
Yeah, but even now, like kids can't access smartphones to look these things up, can they?
Yeah, it's like the perfect crime, isn't it?
Exactly. Right.
That's the problem with misinformation. The playground's already so divided these days anyway.
Exactly.
Fake news starts in the playground.
It's a breathing ground for conspiracy theories.
It is. So cast your mind back. Tell us the biggest playground lie from your childhood. I think we can go bigger than "my dad is the king." Cast your mind back right now.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Sorry, one second. Dave, Anna's got one, right? No, she hasn't. Okay, fine. So off-air meeting.
So unprofessional.
How dare you?
This never happens with Dave's here.
All right. Your boyfriend's not here, okay? Gosh, I'm going on about him. He's only taking 2 days off.
Yeah, he's already forgotten your piano moment this morning.
I know. You think you have a connection with someone. And now this. Unbelievable. We're asking this morning for the biggest playground lie from your childhood. 8, 12, 15 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. When I was a kid, I used to tell everyone I was directly related to Jesus. After all, he was a carpenter. From Richard Carpenter in Woking. Love that.
Oh, wow.
Matt, what's caught your eye?
Speaking of religion, my daughter Maggie went on a trip to the church recently with her school. And she came back with an outrageous story that I'm not sure I believe. She reckons her teacher, right, in front of all the kids in the church, her teacher took his shoes and socks off, and the vicar washed his feet in front of all the kids.
He washed his feet.
Yeah, I've got no way of verifying that. Like, it sounds like a
yes, you do. Ask the teacher.
You have to go and ask the teacher. You have to. sorry to bother you. Was your feet washed in front of a load of kids? What a question to ask a teacher.
Awkward.
This says, a school friend told me his dad got trainers that were lined with bumblebee fur. I think that might exist. Super rich probably have that. Glenn, what about you?
Jack Plum, year five, told me his entire bedroom was decorated to look like the Death Star. Like fully decorated.
Wow.
And then he had a birthday party and we all went. And it was just a regular bedroom. I was like, what's up? And he was like, oh, my sister broke it. So we had to change it. Like, your sister broke your bedroom.
He's thinking on his feet.
Not the best excuse, is it? 8, 12, 15 to text on this. As we know, Anna hasn't got one, so handing over to you. 8, 12, 15 to text.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show.
That's not my name. That's not my name.
It's back.
That's not my name.
It's time for Name That Caller. Now, we did this for a little stretch, didn't we, when I covered for Dave a while back. And we ended up getting it right. We ended up guessing the caller's name just based on a few questions, one from each team member. It was a highlight of my career, and no doubt a highlight of your career, Matt Dyson.
It was a really special day. And then we moved on to guessing the jobs.
Yes.
And then we got that as well, didn't we?
Did we do guess the age? Did that make it to air?
It feels like
there's a red flag, that one, yes. Or an idea for another one, though. Could do that tomorrow. No, Dave's shaking his head. We're going to do Name That Caller today. We have a caller on the phone right now. As I'm sure you've realised by now, we're going to try and guess their name. Each team member has a question. We have some details about this caller already. But first, let's meet them, shall we? Good morning, anonymous caller.
Hi, Ben. Hi, team. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Anonymous.
Okay. So it's a woman, we know that. Her age is... I've derailed it already. Her age is older than you think from my voice.
Really?
Mysterious.
Yeah.
This person's in Surrey and she works in HR. That is all we know. It's all we know. So each team member's got a question. We'll then have a think and guess the caller's name after a song. Matt, do you have a question already?
Have you got any sort of, have you had any nicknames over the years that are sort of based on your name or sort of spinning off from it?
Have actually.
Could this be too much of a clue?
Yes.
Is it too based on your name?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so it's to make it. Okay, we could have another question if you want, Matt.
Yeah, that's a wasted question.
Sorry.
Anna chiming in. It's a wasted question. Idiot. Do it again.
No, go on, Anonymous. What were you going to say?
I probably could answer that. So, how about Millie?
Millie.
Your name is Vanilla.
Okay, let me write this down. Okay, so, that was a nickname, was it?
Yeah, it's a nickname.
Okay, so Millie nickname. My question is, do you have any pets? And if so, what is their name?
So I love the furries. We've had cats in the past, but we currently have two rescue dogs at the moment, both of them abroad. And, both of them are beautiful. So dogs, yeah.
What are their names?
We've got Theodocalopodus. Great, isn't it? But we do call him Theo for short. And we've got Bella, very traditional. Okay. So, Bella.
Just Bella. Oh, I feel like Bella got the short there.
You like traditional names.
Okay.
Traditional.
Glenn, your question, please.
Yeah, if one of your friends had a baby now and they named them your name, would you be like, oh, that's weird for 2024?
Great question.
Oh, great question.
No, I really like my name.
It's timeless.
Okay.
Yeah, timeless. And it's a nice name. It wouldn't be shock, horror, oh my goodness.
Got it.
Okay.
So it's not like Gretchen.
Yeah. I
like Gretchen.
I'm writing down timeless name. Anna, your question.
What are your hobbies?
Oh, God.
We're not trying to date her, Anna.
Working full time. Just finding really nice... I'm going to sound really boring. Finding really nice places to walk and the best places in Surrey to grab a good coffee when we finish the walk.
Okay, so works in HR based in Surrey. Older than you'd think, judging by her voice. Millie is a nickname.
Theodopolis.
Okay. And Bella are her pet's name. It's a timeless name we're looking for. And this person enjoys walking and finding coffee shops in Surrey.
There you go.
Okay. A name has appeared to me, I think. Matt, have you got one?
I have a name. Yeah,
Glenn, what about you?
Ooh. I think I've got a name.
Anna?
Well, I have a name, but I'm not sure it's right.
Okay, listen, caller, stay there. We're going to guess next. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. We're playing Name That Caller right now. Some people are guessing, actually. Hello to a person whose number ends in 535. Her name is Amanda.
Wow, very confident about that.
George on Instagram saying Sydney. Don't know about that.
Sydney.
No, come on. We have some clues, though. Let's review those clues, shall we? This is a woman on the phone. Her age is older than you'd think, judging by her voice. That's her words, not ours. She's in Surrey. She works in HR. Nickname is Millie. Timeless, her name is. She enjoys walks and coffee. Do we all have a name? All have a name ready?
Wow. Constantly changing.
Constantly changing. Okay. All right. Matt, do you want to go first? Oh, let's bring the caller back in, shall we?
Oh, yes.
Anonymous caller, hello. Anonymous caller, hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm traumatised by being called Sydney.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, so it's not Sydney. We can cross that off the list.
Oh, wow.
Why are you traumatised by Sydney?
Well, it just reminds me of Kidney. So.
Is your name Kidney? okay, anonymous caller. Thank you for those clues earlier, by the way, and thank you for answering our questions. Let's see if we can guess your name correctly. Matt, you ready?
Well, yes. I was thinking Jennifer or Sarah, but I'm going to go with, based on the nickname Millie, Molly?
No.
Not Molly. Is that close?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Glenn?
Sorry.
No, it's got nothing to do with the nickname. But is your name Helen?
No.
Oh, the drama, the drama. Thank you for the Theatre Anonymous caller. Okay. Geary, I believe in you. You ready?
Ready. Is your name Camilla?
Oh, no, but I like that.
Oh, okay. You might change it.
Yeah,
no. All down to old Benny. All down to
You've
me.
You've done it before.
Okay. Caller. I'm going to go with Melissa.
I really like that name, and that would suit me, but it's not.
Oh, that's a great guess.
That's a good guess.
I thought we had it. No. Caller, reveal all. What is your name?
One of your callers actually got it right. The first person, Amanda.
Oh, no! We should have listened to 535 on the text.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
It's Millie Molly Mandy.
Millie Molly Mandy.
Mandy.
Yes.
Amanda. What's that? I don't understand that reference.
No way it makes sense.
Millie Molly Mandy.
It's a bit fun.
It was a comic or something.
Don't get too bogged down with it. Yeah.
You've got to be able to laugh at yourself, haven't you?
It's not that deep.
Just a bit of frivolous fun.
Millie Molly Mandy.
Yeah. It's been a bit age, I think.
Amanda, what are you up to today? Where are you going off to?
So I've got the week off this week. So I'm going to meet a friend for a spot of lunch. So it could be a you know, a dodgy day, put it that way.
If you see Amanda later out in the town.
Yeah, I might be a bit, you know, sozzled. So you never know.
Oh, God. All right, well, enjoy. We won't keep you from it. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Matt, we want more social ammo. Give it to us, won't you?
Well, I can give you more. You know the squid on Instagram and TikTok? He's very good. Squid vids. Have you ever seen his work?
Real squids?
No, it's just a guy.
Oh. Disappointing. I thought a squid become an influencer.
A human guy doing comedy monologues like everyone does these days.
Okay, well, tell me more.
He's a particularly good and his latest one is where he is playing the part of a dog, but a conspiracy theorist dog, right?
Oh, amazing.
Okay, bear with it. It's very good. Here he is in action.
What did you have for breakfast today?
Pedigree chum.
Right. Is that what our ancestors would have been eating?
I love it.
Bet you do. It's full of chemicals. Think about your freedom, Max.
I've got freedom. I'm going to walk twice a day.
What, with a rope around your neck? Yeah. Going where they tell you to. Yeah, you look really free, mate. I saw Toby down here the other day, and he had an electric collar on.
What does that mean?
It means that if he dares to step a paw out of line, they can electrocute him.
Really? That doesn't sound right.
I saw it with my own eyes, it's true. Every single one of us are microchipped. We all have a microchip in us.
No.
So if we dare to leave, if we dare to try and go away, they can track us.
That's not true.
It's true.
It is true.
It is true.
Dogs.
It's all true.
It is
yeah.
True for dogs. You think it's true for humans, don't you? We've all got microchips in us.
Not once have I said that.
Just a lovely, lovely comparison of the conspiracy theories. I'll share that on my Instagram stories. Don't play it too loud, otherwise the dogs might hear.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
There ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Ben Burrell. We need to finish today's show by naming the podcast of today's show. And there's so many options. Quite a lot of them came out of the first hour of the show, which we always like to think of as the kind of the loosest hour of the show.
Yes.
We're still waking up, aren't we?
Yeah,
we've had a lot of coffee.
Exactly.
It gets quite frivolous, doesn't it? I wouldn't say the greatest radio happens in the 6 hour, but you know, it's the most fun.
Yeah, it's worth listening to the podcast to see what happens.
Yes, if you missed it. Yeah, you started the show under the table, didn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing untoward going on, don't worry about that.
Yes, that's true, actually. Yeah. And I haven't had any coffee by that point either, so strange things.
Was it odd beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Speaking of odd beginnings, one of the podcast names to come out of that part of the show is No Eggy for Benny.
Yes, you weren't involved in our secret Easter bunny giving.
No. I'm troubled that I refer to myself as Benny, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Santa's laid his big Christmas egg.
Yes, I said Christmas egg, and meaning Easter egg.
You hadn't had your coffee though, had you?
Yes, exactly. That's why. That's what I'm putting it down to.
Should I have kissed Paul Weller's ring? Is an option.
You at the Royal Albert Hall there with a strange encounter with the Modfather.
Yeah, he offered me his ring, and I said no, thank you, not for me. The hoglet's just a bubble.
That was a story about a baby hoglet that a wildlife sanctuary found that was a bobble from a hat.
It all fell apart with chicken.
Yes, five words, £5,000. Your first time, your debut on the competition.
3 out of 5, not too bad. Mm. Fake news started in the playground. This was a texting we did about playground,
playground lies.
Did the vicar wash your feet?
That was a tall story about my daughter's school.
Yes, by the way, a vicar did message in, Reverend Nick Walsh, hello to you.
Oh, yes, great.
He said it is normal practice.
It is a thing,
so it could have happened, it could have actually happened. Yeah, Anna hasn't got one. That was an off-air meeting that ended up on air.
Behind the scenes, very rare. Didn't paint Anna in a great light, but, you know...
You don't have to.
You blurted it out.
No, you don't always have to have something to say on the show, you know. Well, Anna's got news to worry about.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, me and producer Dave had an off-air meeting on air, which I think he really enjoyed.
It's down to Ben's very tardy... Mike Live etiquette.
If you unscrew your tummy button, your bottom will fall off.
Yes, big lie.
Yeah, that was a lie. We want to point out.
Yeah.
We've got, I can never say this, Theodopolopodus.
Yes, the name that caller who named their pet after the owner of the laundrette in EastEnders. Yeah.
And is your name Kidney? Again, from Name That Caller.
Someone thought she was Sydney. She wasn't. Listen to the podcast to find out what her name was.
Yes, lovely tease. Mm. There's quite a lot of options there,
so
Matt.
Many.
What are you picking?
Initially I thought I should have kissed Weller's ring, or should I have kissed Weller's ring is the way to go, but I think I do quite like No Eggy for Benny. Don't you?
I think Weller's ring gives it a little bit of showbiz.
Yes, okay, good. Let's go with that. Should I have kissed Weller's ring?
Okay, the podcast will be available very, very soon. Leona Graham is up next on Absolute Radio with the wonderful Tea Break Trivia. We are back here tomorrow morning from 6. We'll see you then.